setelah orang Filistin merampas tabut Allah. Mereka membawanya dari Eben-Hezer ke Asdod.
Chapter 5. And the Philistines took the ark of God and brought it from Eben-Hezer unto Ashdod.
Kemudian orang Filistin mengambil tabut Allah itu, membawanya masuk ke kuil Dagon dan menempatkannya di sisi Dagon.
When the Philistines took the ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon.
Sokan harinya, ketika orang Asdod bangun pagi-pagi, terlihatlah Dagon jatuh tertelungkup menghadap tabut Allah. Kemudian mereka mengambil Dagon dan mengembalikan ke tempatnya.
And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morrow, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again.
Kesokan paginya, ketika mereka bangun pagi-pagi, terlihatlah Dagon jatuh tertelungkup menghadap tabut Allah. Namun, kepala Dagon dan kedua tangannya putus dan terpelanting ke ambang pintu, namun demikian badan Dagon itu masih tersisa di dekatnya.
And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him.
Karena itu, para imam Dagon dan semua orang yang masuk ke kuil Dagon tidak menginjak ambang pintu di Asdod sampai hari ini.
Therefore neither the priest of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day.
Tangan Tuhan menghukum orang-orang Asdod dengan berat dan dia menghancurkan mereka.
Dia menghajar mereka baik Asdod maupun daerahnya dengan borok-borok.
But the hand of the Lord was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the coast thereof.
Ketika orang-orang Asdod melihat apa yang terjadi, mereka berkata,
tabut Allah Israel tidak boleh tinggal dengan kita, sebab tangannya melawan kita, dan Dagon ialah kita dengan berat.
And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, the ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God.
Karena itu, mereka memutus dan mengumpulkan semua raja kota orang Filistin dan berkata,
apakah yang akan kita lakukan dengan tabut Allah Israel ini?
Mereka menjawab, kita harus mengembalikan tabut Allah Israel itu ke Gat.
Kemudian, mereka pun memindahkan tabut Allah Israel itu.
They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, what shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, let the ark of the God of Israel be carried about unto Gath. And they carried the ark of the God of Israel about thither.
Kan. Tetapi sesudah mereka memindahkannya, tangan Tuhan mendatangkan kegemparan yang sangat besar ke kota itu.
Dia menghajar orang-orang di kota itu, mulai dari anak-anak sampai orang dewasa, sehingga timbul borok-borok pada mereka.
And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Lord was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emerods in their secret parts.
Lalu mereka mengirim tabut Allah itu ke Ekron.
Akan tetapi ketika tabut Allah itu sampai di Ekron, orang Ekron berseru.
Katanya,
mereka memindahkan tabut Allah Israel itu untuk membunuh kita dan bangsa kita.
Therefore they sent the ark of God to Ekron, and it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, they have brought about the ark of the God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people.
Sebab itu, mereka memanggil dan mengumpulkan semua raja kota, orang Filistin dan berkata, kirimlah tabut Allah Israel itu dan kembalikan ke tempatnya supaya tidak membunuh kita dan bangsa kita.
Sebab ada kegemparan yang membinasakan di seluruh kota itu dan tangan Allah menghukum orang-orang di sana dengan sangat berat.
They sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people, for there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there.
Orang-orang yang tidak mati dihajar dengan borok-borok sehingga teriakan kota itu naik ke langit.
And the men that died not were smitten with the emeralds, and the cry of the city went up to heaven.